Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Hi, my name is Joe Ciccarelli, and I was interested in getting your service. I just had a couple questions.
Sure.
I'd received a flyer in the mail at our residence here, and my question's about your equipment. I currently, in my house, I have everything rack-mounted, and I would like to keep it that way. So I wasn't sure if your equipment was able to be rack-mounted.
We should have that capability. Rack-mounted, you mean as in, like, mounted to the wall?
Imagine like a server rack. No, imagine like a data center server rack.
Oh, okay. Give me one moment. I can definitely find that out for you.
Okay.
What is your other question?
The other question is about billing. I didn't know if, when your billing process starts, because according to your website, you're about 90 days out in installation for me. So I didn't know if it began a date of installation or.
So, yes, so the billing cycle starts on the day of install. Typically,
okay.
You would receive your billing statement on the first day of your billing cycle. If you have the auto pay and paperless billing set up, your bill would not only be available that day, but the auto pay would take usually on that day as well.
Okay. But, yeah,
so you said
I was mainly
racks.
Concerned about the – yeah.
Server rack mounted.
I saw that you guys offer commercial, so I imagine if you guys have commercial, it means you guys should have server rack. But you know what? I just wanted to make sure I get kind of organized. I don't like to see things stringed all around and mounted on
the
wall.
Yeah, I mean, so like the commercial side has a little bit of a difference versus the residential side, so that's where I'm making sure. So unfortunately, our equipment cannot be server rack mounted.
Okay. What model device do you guys use for your injector?
So for our which?
For your fiber injector at the house.
Let me double verify. So, also to elaborate on the rack mounting, if you purchase a Rack Shelf 2-4RU, you can actually do that. You can server rack mount it that way.
Okay, so it can. I didn't know if there's like any ventilation requirements or because my goal is to have everything preset for the technician just to be able to come in and put that in and cut me over from Spectrum to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, so like we manage our own fiber, so we usually have the tech come in and lay the fiber down and everything.
About how long do the installations take? I'm asking because my wife works from
home.
So
usually about an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay.
So we usually slot it for about an hour and a half. Sometimes it takes less. Sometimes it can take a little bit longer depending on what's been done, what needs to be done.
Okay.
But typically, the direct answer to that would be an hour and a half.
Yeah, because honestly, I'm not going to need your Wi-Fi. I'm not going to need you guys to do any networking in the house. It would just be literally unplugging my Spectrum modem, plugging you guys into its place. So
yeah.
It should hopefully be pretty good. I mean, obviously, you're now outside wiring and stuff. It's a different story, but.
Yeah, but I mean, so our ONTs or our modems have fiber going directly to it. So
it
may be a little bit different because typically a lot of what other companies have are still coaxial. So we don't use coaxial at all. So
you're
that's where the
fiber all the way to the door?
All the way through, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't use coaxial in any way. We don't do like a... what's the word I'm looking for? We're not like a hybrid or like an adapter for it. No, we do straight fiber straight to the modem. And then from the modem, we have the Ethernet cable that connects to the router that we provide.
Okay. If I decide later on that I want to jump up to the 2 gig package in front of the one, or vice versa, is it just a phone call to you guys, or are you going to need to change anything?
No, I mean, you guys, if you guys want, if you wanted to upgrade from like the 1 gig to the 2 gig, we can
Yes.
actually do that remotely.
Okay, good.
But when signing up, definitely make that a mention so that we can put in the notes to provide you with the router that is able to support the 2 gig.
Because the only reason I'm asking is right now my internal networking, my Wi-Fi, my switch are probably only rated up to 1 gig.
Okay.
So I would need to, I would rather get you guys in and get you going and then upgrade my side and
Yeah,
then contact you and say, all
exactly.
right, let's move up.
Yeah.
If it seems weird, it's I do IT for New York State, so that's why I have all this extra stuff at my house.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. So I would definitely say when you sign up to let us know that you would like the Zycel router, which is rated for the 2 gigs and up.
Let me grab that info quick here.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
write that down. How do you spell that?
Zyxel. Sorry,
Okay.
I type it so much sometimes it looks strange to me.
No, I totally get it. I wanted to make sure I spelled it correctly here because I was going just can I set this up with you or do I can I should I do it online?
Yeah, I mean, you could do it either way.
Okay. I mean if you're free and got some time, I don't mind just setting this
Yeah,
up
I
now with you.
definitely do. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
I'm sorry I'm making you do your job.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, what is the service address, please?
It's 47 Stony Brook Road in
Okay.
Palin Valley, New York.
Okay, what's Palinville's zip code once more? I always forget
The one
Palinville's.
two, yeah, 12463. I know you guys just start cutting into our area within the last month.
Yeah. All right. So it does show that the in-service date would be the 21st of February.
Okay.
So, the great news is though, since we are before the 15th, you do qualify for the streaming card.
Oh, good.
All right. And so we were doing the 1 gig now, and then later on possibly. Okay. And then how large
Yeah,
would you
later
say your
on
home
upgrading.
is in square footage?
Me, I want to say between 2,500 and 3,000. I want to say in there.
Okay.
It's 3 levels, including an unfinished basement.
Okay. Yeah, so I would definitely recommend some extenders, if anything. We do include one at no cost. So that means that you would have like
I
two
mean that's
routers.
just it though. My house is fully meshed already,
Oh,
and I
okay.
have network and I got it data ported out for the rooms where it's prioritized.
Oh,
So,
gotcha. Okay.
like I don't need any extenders or any of the network.
All right, that makes sense. And then, did you want any home phone service?
No, we don't use the phone service. We don't use
Yeah,
phones. We just have our cell phones.
I'm the same way. I just use my cell.
I mean,
And then
if
you.
later on, I imagine the modems have the phone ports built in, it could be added on later as a separate box.
Yes, it does. We
Okay,
would still
so I
have
mean,
to send out a
if I
tech
decide
if you
later on,
do decided to. We would have to send a tech to do the upgrade, because they have to make
okay.
sure that everything works. And then, do you rent or own your current property?
I own.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as your electric, your current cable?
We
Are they?
have a, so from the main pole on the line, we have one sub pole and it's all aerial.
Okay, it's all aerial. Perfect.
If you
And then,
want to
is your
do it
billing?
buried, whatever.
Yeah, I can definitely put in the note that you're okay with burial if that's
Yeah, if
what
they want
you
to do
would
buried,
like.
that's fine with me.
Okay.
It
And
crosses the
then.
roadway, so they probably only be able to do it from the sub pole to the house, but whatever.
Yeah, that's. And then, is your billing address different than your service address? Like, do you receive your mail somewhere else? Okay. All right. And go ahead with the spelling of your first and last name, please.
Sure, Joseph, JOSEPH, and the last name is Ciccarelli, CHICCARELLI. O-R-E-L-L-I.
Perfect. And the best email address for you, this will also be your username to log into the Archtop Fiber portal.
Sure. joe452@outlook.com.
Okay. And then the best phone number for you?
518-965-3449.
Okay, perfect. Did you want a secondary number on that?
I'll give you my wife's. It's 518-653-6199.
Perfect. Okay. And then just to confirm, the email was joe452@outlook.com, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Any of the above will work. That's fine.
Okay, and just so that you are aware, especially with text messages, message and data rates may apply. So, I mean, that's pretty typical with any carrier.
Yeah, but
we do only send you account-specific notifications. We don't send any advertisements unless you were to authorize that. What you may receive is order confirmation, reminders for your upcoming appointment. Basically anything that would be account specific, such as billing.
Okay.
And then from phone, typically, if we can't reach you, we will leave a voicemail. But it will mostly be agents like myself or other members of Archtop Fiber reaching out to you with regards to, again, account specific. Some of them may be automated, as like those kind of like how the doctor's offices have those reminders for your appointment. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's not in here. Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. And then did you want to sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing? Because it does give you a discount.
Sure, yeah. I'll definitely do the auto pay. Can we keep, do I still get the discount without the paperless billing?
Unfortunately, it has to be paperless billing combined with the auto pay.
Okay, well, that's fine then.
But the good thing is that when you sign into your portal, you'll be able to print out those statements.
Okay. Yeah, I'll sign up then for that, for the discount.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I will need a account number and routing number if we're doing through the checking account. That is the one that's going to give you the most discount. It gives you $10 off. So if we select the, for example, we selected the one gift,
okay,
it's normally $79.99. Yes and no. So you can use a credit or debit card, but it would only give you a $5 discount.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So whereas with the checking account, it would be $69.99 for your monthly bill. But if you use a credit or debit card, it would be $74.99.
Okay. Let me get this information for you. I have the routing number.
Okay.
I can give that to you right now.
Perfect. Whenever you're ready.
063. 192-450.
Okay. And just confirm that's Trustco?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see here. I'm sorry. I just got to find a picture of one of my checks. Do you know what I can do? I can do this. Make it easier. One moment here.
Yeah, no, of course. I usually just grab it directly from my banking app.
Well, I'm at work, and I don't have access to my programs.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay.
It'd be simple.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, what is our checking account number? Yeah. Because I'm setting up our fiber network. I have the routing number already. That can be Googled. Seven 7807484. Like mid-February. Yeah, not until server starts. Yep, we'll set up a cancel date for Spectrum once we get the installation date for Archtop. Already?
It is. It was just a reminder to let you know the offer ends on the 15th. It's $69 for 1 gig and a $100 streaming gift card. Forever. It's not an introductory offer. It's just a regular. That's the rate. That rate includes taxes, right?
Yes, it does. So taxes and fees are included. There's no cancellation fees either. We don't hold you to a contract, and the installation is free as well.
Yes, it is cheaper across the board and Spectrum, and that's all inclusive. I think they had a $50 charge for installation, I think.
No, we don't.
Oh, actually, no,
we
never mind.
No
the, there is no installation charge. So... yeah, I guess I'll be honest, you're completely fucking with my mind right now because I have the archtop person in my left ear and you in my right ear. Okay, I'll talk to you. I love you. Bye. Please don't hang up on me on that one.
No, you're good.
Like, I just
I'm
realized normally
the
phone
it.
Says, all right, I love you, goodbye. Like, the instance is to hang up the phone. I'm like, okay, hang
on. No, I knew you were talking to your wife.
Right. Okay, so you were able to get the account number there?
Yes, I have it at 780-7484.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure that that was the full number and that I didn't miss anything.
Nope. Good.
And then is there a middle initial that I should be aware of on for the name on the account?
It might have a middle initial. I don't know. If so, it would be an A.
Okay, I'll put it there just in case. But so it's C-H-I-C-O-R-E-L-L-I, right? Just to double
correct,
check?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And you do authorize direct debit payment when the bill is due every month?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. So we've got that all set up. Again, your billing cycle does not start until the day of install. So.
Okay, great.
And then... I am just putting in a note for willing to have the fiber buried... is there anything on the property that we should be aware of as far as it goes?
It's Panelville. It's all rock, so that's about it. No, but seriously, I have two dogs. One's a Frenchie and one's a Rottweiler.
Aww.
Frenchie's the scary one. so I don't know if your technician's afraid of dogs or not, but we can easily lock them up with enough time, with a couple minutes' notice. But I can't think of anything else that could cause... it's not an extensively long drop. It's maybe 100 to 200 feet. I can't think of anything that might be trouble for you guys. I used to work for Mid-Hudson Cable, too. That's where I got my
okay.
beginning.
You actually probably...
I wrapped it up as an installer.
Yeah, you might actually know my ex. My daughter's father is Drew, if you know him.
Oh, yeah, I know Drew.
Yeah, Drew Howell. Yeah, that's my daughter's father.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he started after I left. I was there probably 12 or 13 years ago.
Oh, wow.
But I still stay in contact with their ID department, Craig. And
oh, gotcha. Okay.
So.
Yeah, he's also a firefighter, too.
Ryan Grohl was there. Yeah, in Leeds.
Yep.
I'm a past chief in Belleville.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So.
All right, and so I'm going to let them know, please provide Zycel.
Yep.
Well, that explains a lot about how you do your networking.
Yeah, I started with Mid-Hudson, and then I came and worked for New York State.
Gotcha. So that's cool. All right.
I can't
complain.
It's stable.
All right. I put in that if they're afraid of dogs, that you can put the dogs away.
Yep.
I've got four of my own, so I know whenever I get the service installed, I always have to be like mindful of like,
oh yeah, because
I have puppies.
This year with the delivery people and...
Well, no, because I have like puppies, and one of them was my ex roommate's, and he moved out, and he is still looking for a place for him to take his puppy with him. So. these two are a bit of a terror. They're brother and sister. But yeah, no. So they get very loud when somebody comes over. And then they want to jump all over people. It's really, really funny. And then I've got a bigger dog and a Basset. The Basset is 13 years old, though.
Those things are amazing. And they're, considering their shape, they're very agile.
I mean, he's getting slow for right now.
My old roommate's one could jump up on the counter without, like,
knowing. I know.
Not supposed to be capable.
We call them Bass, and then, you know what, so... That's the term for the breed, because they are definitely quite the handful. He's pretty good, though. I mean, his issue is the fact that he keeps leaving the property.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
No, something kind of happened to the wireless fence, so I have to have it repaired.
They're such a nightmare, those wireless fences. We ended up doing the one that's the... almost like the cloud style fence where it's not buried.
Yeah.
And the our Roddy only broke through it once. And that's because she saw a deer and's like, oh, I want to play with you. Took off after it.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you are all set. You're squared away. You should be receiving two emails, one of which is your order confirmation. The other one is the important one, where it's going to have the link to have you sign into the Archtop Fiber online portal. Definitely hit that link within 24 hours, because it does expire after 24 hours. That way you can set your own password, because it's automatically created for you. You just have to hit the link to go ahead and get in and change what you need to change and make sure everything is correct. And then when it comes time for scheduling, we will be reaching out to you to go ahead and get that scheduled.
Okay, great.
All right. So we'll call you. We'll ask you, hey, what's a good day? What's a good time? Our typical installation times are 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m., just so that you're aware. We do also handle weekends. So if ever a weekend is better for you,
I'll let her suffer.
Yeah. So if ever that's better for you guys, then absolutely, we can definitely do a weekend. The only time is if you were to add like a home phone to it, then it would have to be on a weekday.
That's fine. I mean, honestly, the odds of that happening are very slim. It all depends, but I don't see it happening.
Okay. No,
I don't like
worries.
People enough.
I get it. Trust me, I get it. I gained that and photography is my pastime, so
sleep and alcohol. That's what gets me through my days.
Yeah, right.
Well, it was great talking to you, and
oh,
thank
absolutely.
You for all that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, Joe. And thank you so
no
much
problem.
For calling Archtop Fiber. And I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.
Thank you.
And a great holiday season, too, because we got Christmas coming up.
Oh, yes. Can't wait. Merry Christmas to me. I lowered my bells.
Right. I mean, well, hey, it's a positive.
Much.
It's better than them increasing, to be honest.
Yeah, I dropped it $20, so I can't complain.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I do hope that you have a fantastic rest of your day and a great weekend as well.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye.